This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and the sort of bad guys, and of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you're not recognizing the voice, it's because it's not Bradley Dean. He is traveling up in the north section of the country, and I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. For our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God, and I'll be filling in for Bradley today. Coming to you live here from the U.S.-occupied great state of South Carolina, here in the bunker where it's a little dreary outside and things, but hey, it's always sunny where the King of Kings reigns. And so if you want to check us out here online, you can do so at sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. And as well as, if you want to find us on social media, which, for what that's worth right now, with them coming after us, you can find us at Bradley Dean or Sons of Liberty on Facebook. Also, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter, for whatever that's worth as well. Both of us are sort of in the Facebook jailhouse, but we're still trying to put out things for the people to be aware of as to what's going on in the country. And also, as Bradley says, to bring about resolve in the people, that they won't just hear it, but they'll do something about it. And so I've got a surprise for you today. I told you yesterday that we're going to have some special guests on today, and they're on the line, and we're going to get to them in just a moment. We're not going to give out the phone number because we're going to have them for the full hour here, but we do want to give a shout-out to KHNC 1360 AM in Johnston, in Denver, Colorado. Brian Roberts out there is carrying us. Thank you for your trust in the Sons of Liberty. Now, going over to Sons of Liberty Media, just for a couple of things before we get to our guests. You guys remember this shooting that took place in the synagogue last year? Well, the city of Pittsburgh took it upon themselves to illegally pass a gun law. It's an ex post facto law, which is unconstitutional, by the way, to ban guns and ammunition and certain accessories on guns. In other words, what they did was they made the citizenry a soft target for more of these kinds of attacks rather than say, hey, you guys, what we want to do is encourage you to use your God-given right, a right we're not allowed to infringe on, a liberty that we're not allowed to infringe on, and do your duty. Bradley and I were just having the conversation before. Our rights are given to us because we have duties to do, duties to protect family, self, and neighbors, and keep a free state. That is a right that government doesn't have a right to infringe on. We're going to talk about some of that with our guests on a different right, but it's because there's a duty to do. There's a duty that men have before God to do. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, DOJ and FBI are sued for top officials' communications about Russian interference in the 2016 elections. sonsoflibertymedia.com, Louis Farrakhan claims to be Jesus in Savior's Day address I am the Messiah. That's a quote. I am the Messiah. We know he pointed to Obama as the Messiah, too. He's a false teacher. And so check that out. Share it with your friends. Help us out. We've got to break through the barrier of what the spiritual forces are putting against us. So help share that off of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, one more thing before we get to our guests. In Georgia, a mom was charged with a crime. You want to know what the crime was? She's pregnant. Her three-year-old son has to go potty. Okay? I feel silly saying that as a grown man. But he has to go potty. He's going to wet his pants if she doesn't let him out. She pulls into a gas station, lets the three-year-old, a three-year-old, relieve himself there out in the parking lot, trying to cover him up and stuff. And the sheriff's deputy has the audacity to come write her a ticket, okay, to charge her with a crime. When are we going to rid the world of tyrants? I really don't know. And that's not an attack against policemen. It's just against really bad policemen who have no judgment call at all and some who don't know the law. Also, one more thing. This is about Muslims attacking you. Part two is up from Bradley there on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check that out. Now, special guests that we have on today, we've got about 2 minutes, and I want to introduce them, and we'll get started in this and then carry over into the break. If you have not heard the story of Schaefer Cox, when we have talked about indefinite detention, when we have talked about really bypassing everything and denying people their rights as guaranteed in the Constitution, the thing that Lindsey Graham talked about in the NDAA, that President Obama, I don't even like to call him president, he was a usurper, he wasn't there lawfully, signed into law several years ago during the holidays when nobody's paying attention, that denies people the right to due process simply because he could. He usurped the authority and thought he could. This story applies to him. And it's going on in your country, America. It's not going on in Germany. It's not going on in Saudi Arabia. It's not going on in Europe. It's going on in your country. And you have the power to help free this man. Okay? And that's what our guests are about today. We have Angela Clemens on the line with us from FreeSchaefer.com and also, FreeSchaefer.com, I'm sorry. And we also have Jordan Page, who also knows about the story. He's been active in that, and he's also written a song. We've got about a minute, guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks a lot, Tim.
Yeah. Okay, we've got roughly about 30 seconds or so, but let's get a quick introduction here. You guys have a website up. It's called FreeSchaefer.com. Okay, and we're going to pick up the story immediately. I'm going to kick it over to you, Angela, after the break because that's coming up. But you guys have this thing going on. This young man has been in jail for over 2 decades, and Go ahead.
I was just going to say, yeah, Schaefer's been in prison for 8 years, and he's being held illegally. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The issue is he's being held illegally, unconstitutionally. And so if you're interested in that story, ladies and gentlemen, stick on because the other side of the break, we're going to pick this up. We're going to let Angela tell the story. We're going to let Jordan speak on it as well. So stay with us because there's things that you can do about it.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. Have you ever wanted to meet Bradley Dean face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball? Well, April 12th through the 14th is your chance. Occupy2019.com, Canton, Ohio, one of the Midwest's premier conferences. Russ Dizdar, Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and others are going to teach you how to get in the game. Occupy2019.com, Canton, Ohio. We'll see you there.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Welcome back to Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Please check out those sites. On the line with us is Angela Clemens and Jordan Page. We're going to talk this hour about a guy by the name of Schaefer Cox. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn this over to Angela. Angela, this guy has been in prison. I believe it's in Indiana there, the prison that I wrote about before. And I couldn't find the article. Sometimes the search doesn't really want to work with me, but I've written about that particular prison in the past. There are a number of Muslims in there, but he's in there. And some of the things you're going to reference, I'm sure, what a CMU is, and that means a communication management unit. They're basically not allowing him to have any communication out or in for the most part, if any at all. And what I want you to do is I want you to tell people who Schaefer Cox is, what he was charged with, and why he's in this facility in the United States and having the things done to him that he's having.
Okay. Schaefer Cox is a political prisoner. He was targeted by the government because he was a really great speaker, and he has the potential to lead a lot of people. He was speaking about solutions to help gain our freedoms and keep our freedoms. He was targeted because he was calling out drug trafficking and child sex trafficking in Alaska. So in an attempt to for the authorities to get his mind off of calling them out, they sent in two FBI informants to try to get him to agree to violence, to do some kind of violent act against the government, which for 2 years he never agreed to violence. And Schaefer Cox has never committed a crime in his life. So towards the end of that 2 years, the state of Alaska did take him to court on bogus charges, and his case was thrown out completely because there was no case. The tapes prove his innocence, the recordings that were being recorded for 2 years. During that time, after the state of Alaska threw the case out, the federal government indicted him and took him to federal court. and they would not allow those tapes to be played in federal court. So they couldn't even find a judge willing to hear his case, so they brought one out of retirement who was hard of hearing. And
Angela, let me interject here a second. That's called withholding exculpatory evidence. It's a Brady violation. It is a crime, because I've seen it in the Bundy Ranch cases as well. So this is not anything new. If people are wondering how the federal government gets a 95% conviction rate, it's because they're not telling the truth, right?
That's correct. And I often say even the prosecutors know Schaefer Cox is innocent. That's why they hid the evidence from the jury. So it's definitely an outright violation. And the same group of people that were withholding this evidence that can free Schaefer also were under investigation under Senator Ted Stevens in Alaska. So it's the same. It was the same issues. But so anyway, since the tapes weren't allowed to be played, he was convicted on solicitation and conspiracy and sentenced to almost 27 years in prison. And he's being held in one of two black site prisons called CMU. It's really a prison within a prison. It's not run by the Bureau of Prisons. It was formed outside of the oversight of Congress. The rules there are a lot different and a lot more strict. It's modeled after Chinese thought reform. They've been subject to several different kinds of tortures. One would be he can never hug his loved ones when they come visit. He's always behind glass. He's been exposed to extreme temperature deviations, where at times the floor is so hot he can't touch it with his foot, and at other times it will be so cold that the water in the toilet freezes. Extreme sleep deprivation, where they'll wake them up every 30 minutes or so just to kind of mess with them, try to see if they can break them. They are pretty much starving to death. Schaefer has scurvy, and a lot of the prisoners have scurvy and beriberi, which are starvation, malnutrition diseases. So that's where he is, and we're hoping Jordan can tell you more about the judge ordering that the exculpatory evidence be released, and he will be resentenced this year, November 2019, based on the charge of solicitation was dropped in August 2017 by the Ninth Circuit Court. So this is a really big year for Schaefer, and we're praying for a miracle.
Okay. All right. Now, here's what I want to throw out, and I'm going to throw this out continuously through the hour. You people who are the Trump supporters, you think Trump is your savior and is going to save America. Here's the thing. Push him to do something about this. You hear what's going on. This isn't America. This isn't in China. This isn't in the gulags. This isn't in Russia. This is in America. This is happening. 202-456-1111. You can reach the White House. We need to pepper the White House and say, what the heck are you guys doing up there doing this to an American citizen? This is a let me just be straightforward. This is a violation of his Eighth Amendment rights under the Constitution. Even as a prisoner, excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. Okay? While everybody else is standing up for Islamic jihadis, who are actually guilty, the ones who are actually guilty, why not stand up for a red-blooded American and make your call? Okay, Angela, you're saying that Jordan can speak to some of these issues. Jordan, I'm going to give you the floor here. We've got a few minutes here before the break, about 3 minutes or so. Let me have your input on what's going on here.
Well, Angela did a really good job of laying it all out. Some of the highlight points that people need to understand about this case, why it's so important, is that the full power of the criminal injustice system was weaponized against one man to silence him because he poked the bear in the wrong place and started naming names about their dirty little business of child sex trafficking. Now, one of the most important things to, for the average person to know is that Schaefer's case was an Alaska state case, okay? And it was thrown out. He wasn't even found guilty or not guilty. It was thrown out for lack of evidence because they played 2 years of surveillance tapes from the FBI in the court, and it was found to have no... There was no evidence against this man, and it was thrown out. While he was still incarcerated, however, the federal government superseded its own jurisdiction and tried him again illegally. They didn't have the jurisdiction to try him. So his entire conviction, his second trial, his conviction, him being held for the last 8 years in one of the worst prisons in the world here on American soil, it was all illegal. Okay, they moved his trial from Alaska down to Washington State to prevent his witnesses from being able to testify on his behalf. At every turn, the prosecution withheld 500 pages of exculpatory evidence. The judge refused to allow those tapes that proved his innocence to be heard in court. They brought this guy out of retirement, this hard-of-hearing judge. They brought him out of retirement to try this case because no other federal judge would listen to it. Because it had already been thrown out. There is no evidence against Schaefer. Okay, he's an innocent man. He's a he's considered a tier five person. The way that the FBI does it is tiers one through five, as far as people having influence in society. And he's considered a tier five. And so if this can happen to him, it can happen to anybody who speaks out.
Well, there's no doubt about that. We've seen that at Bundy Ranch. We've seen that at the Oregon protests. I was heavily involved with some guys there. We've seen them come through it, fortunately. I'm seeing some of that now, even in a state issue that I've written several reports on. And the reason that you say, well, they had no jurisdiction, in case people don't get it, who have the mindset that the federal government is the solution to every problem in our country, is that the judiciary system can only deal with about three or four things, and those are things that cross state lines. This isn't something that crossed state lines, and that's why you pointed that out. The federal government had no business in it, and if the state threw it out, the federal government either is pushing its nose in it because it has an interest in protecting itself, not enforcing the law. And that's one of the things I want to get to when we come back from the other side of the break. You guys hang on, buckle up, because the next half hour, we're going to hear what's going on here, where is the evidence at that this guy is innocent, and what you can do to help. Again, call the White House, 202-456-1111. Doesn't cost you anything, America, to stand up for your brother, because one day you might need it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is in California, just about 100 miles east of San Diego, touring a border facility and also taking part in a roundtable on immigration and border security. Before leaving, the president says Mexico is beginning to do their part.
Mexico, I have to say, has been very, very good. You know that over the last 4 days since I talked about shutting down the border. If they continue that, everything will be fine. If they don't, we're going to tariff their cars at 25% coming into the United States.
The March job numbers are better than expected. Eleni Karageorge of the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics has the March numbers.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 196,000 in March, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.8%. Notable job gains occurred in healthcare and in professional and technical services.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to Sons of Liberty. Halfway through, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. On the line, we have Angela Clemens and Jordan Page from freeschafer.com. We're talking about Schaefer Cox. We're talking about a communist-style prison on American soil that is inflicting this contrary. U.S. Constitution, okay? In 2019, and these people are looking out for who's nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. I bought you the story about Pete Santilli. He's just reporting a story out in Bundy Ranch, out in Oregon. Even trying to work with people to defuse the situation when there are 300 agents around ready to kill people. And a no-fly zone imposed. And yet, the government continually puts the hammer down, puts the boot down on them when they've done nothing. This is the story. This is the same kind of story, it sounds like to me, that Schaefer Cox has faced. In fact, he has a new book, where he speaks from prison called The Lost Lyrics of Schaefer Cox. This is something you can pick up, I'm sure, probably from Amazon, but there's also some other links as well. I'll let Angela and Jordan speak to that. But, Jordan, you were speaking to that before we went to the break. And, look, you've written a song. You were on with my friend Jim from Northwest Liberty News, who I used to do radio with. And what I want you to tell people is you wrote this song because you were inspired by Schaefer Cox's courage, which mimics some of our forefathers. That's what the Sons of Liberty Radio is about. You see a man who stood for the truth. He didn't result to violence, but he spoke out against the criminality of tyrants and of criminals. And look what it got him. Tell us a little bit about how you developed this song and where people might be able to go to listen to that.
sure, no problem. So I'd heard Schaefer's name a number of times through the years. Different people I know from the Liberty Movement were you know, advocating for him, but I just never took the time to look into his case, and regrettably so. And so I was familiar with his name and that he was a prisoner. I was at an event last year called the Red Pill Expo, and I was performing at, and someone came up and gave me a copy of this book, The Lost Lyrics of Schaefer Cox. So it intrigued me, and the person said, you need to have this book. So I said, took it as a sign, and I read it. And it's 60 songs, song lyrics, that he wrote from prison, from a previous facility that he was in, I think possibly the CMU in Marion, Illinois. And he was moved and was forced to abandon these pages as he was writing them. And someone, and we don't know who it was, whether it was a prisoner or a guard, found the papers, must have read them and been so inspired by them that they smuggled them out of the prison and got them into the hands of Schaefer's team, who then published them into a book. And that book ended up in my hands. I read it and was extremely moved, really blown away by it, by the amount of suffering this man and his family have gone through. And I have so much in common with Schaefer. We're both Christians and patriots and husbands, fathers, I mean, you know, artists, you name it, and we just had so much in common, and it broke my heart, and I wanted to get involved somehow and lend my voice to this cause. And so I got in touch with a friend who knew Angela. We discussed me doing a song, and Angela and Schaefer's Angels were very very gracious and helped me to get the song produced. And they helped me to get a music video made for it. It's called The Persecution of Schaefer Cox. It's available through iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, CDBaby.com. Anywhere that you download music from, whatever your favorite download site is, the song is there. It's called The Persecution of Schaefer Cox by Jordan Page. 50% of every download goes right to the foundation to pay for Schaefer's legal defenses. So I borrowed several lines from Schaefer's book and put them in the song to honor him and also to make him a co-author. And so 50% of all of the sales of the song go right to the foundation. We want people to go to freeschaefer.com. You can see the music video for the song there. It's the first thing that you'll come to. You can pledge donations to the legal fund, and that legal defense is substantial. It costs a lot of money to keep these lawyers working for Schaefer. You can watch documentaries about Schaefer. You can read the entire story. You can sign petitions for his release. And it's just super important that people go to freeschaefer.com because everything is there. You can also go to jordanpagemusic.com, jordanpagemusic.com, and you can get more information there as well about me and my music. I mean, I have been doing liberty-minded freedom music since 2006 when I wrote my first political song. I did a lot of work with Ron Paul. I've been all over the country. I've toured internationally. And this is what I do. I take on causes and ideas and issues that I care about. And I've done my research on Schaefer Cox. He's an innocent man. He served 8 years of a 26-year sentence for a crime that never happened. It never happened. So we're like, he has a real shot at getting out because one of the judges in his case ordered that all that exculpatory evidence that was withheld to be released. And with his resentencing coming up, this is a huge, huge ray of hope. And it's so imperative that the public know about this, know about these human rights abuses and murders that are happening in the prison. The vast majority of the inmates at the CMU where Schaefer is are members of ISIS. They're radical Muslims, and every non-Muslim in there is marked for death. One of Schaefer's close allies in the prison was murdered back in November right in front of him. He was seized while they were praying together with a Bible. His hands were tied behind his back. He was stabbed in the heart and had his head sawed off with a homemade Garrett right in front of Schaefer. They also tried to murder a second man. They stabbed him 12 times. Miraculously, he lived. The guards did not intervene. They hid in a room and locked the door and waited for a SWAT team to scramble. And so this took about 15 minutes to kill this man. And Schaefer miraculously survived this. And it's just the worst possible situation a person could be in. And, you know, Schaefer is an innocent man, and he needs to be released.
No, I thank you for pointing that out. This is what Bradley has been trying to tell people all along. And they can say, well, the president has a lot of other things on his mind. His duty is to his people. It is not to Australia. It is not to New Zealand. It is not to Europe. It is not to Russia. It is not to any other country. The president answers to the people of the United States. 202-456-1111. Look, people, it doesn't cost you anything to call. You just heard what happened to another American, a Christian, who was praying with this man, Schaefer Cox. Had his head cut off by Muslims, not radical Muslims, devout Muslims who believe what their degenerate, demonic, influenced leader, Muhammad, he's a pedophile, what he wrote to them, what he lived out before them. And this is what we've said all along, is that Sharia law is being imposed on you. I'm going to have an article coming out on that based on some legislation that is being pushed by Keith Ellison, the Attorney General in Minnesota, and the House there to push basically what is Sharia law. You can't nothing about Islam. Okay, that's going to come out a little later on today. I have that information. I'm going to put that out. This is an American, people. You say, what can I do? 202-456-1111. Call the White House. Flood them. They will not respond unless you're going to push them. Okay, these are people who are political. They're not lawful. They're political. You put the fire under their feet, they will respond. And this is what Jordan, I know I'm not trying to speak for you, but the issue is we got to put the fire under people who claim to be our representatives, who aren't representing us, and who aren't representing Schaefer in this issue. And they said, oh, it's just gone through the court system. There's nothing we can do. This is so much bunk. I mean, it is so much bunk, because time and again we have seen the federal government engage in Brady violations and their prosecutors never be prosecuted for their crimes against the people in order to get a conviction. Am I that far off base here?
You're not off base at all, and the public needs to be aware of these things. There's very few powers in this world, man-made powers, that are more powerful than public opinion. And most people don't know who Schaefer is, although he is a fairly famous political prisoner. But we're trying to get his name out there, and that's why I did the song and we did the music video, and we're doing this national press campaign, is to make Schaefer Cox a household name. You know, I am Schaefer Cox, you are Schaefer Cox, we all are, because he is an example of just an American who stood up and spoke truth to power. And that power was weaponized against him. Even after he was incarcerated, his wife and children were SWAT team terrorized on a number of occasions. I mean, it was just punishment. So we're trying to shine a light on these human rights abuses and these religious murders that are happening in this facility. FOIA requests have turned up that these facilities are not even run by government agencies, so the government doesn't have to tell us anything about who owns it and who runs it. It's all extremely secretive.
Jordan, hang on. We're up against a break here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and he's exactly right, people. You need to wake up. You need to quit idolizing men. You need to push those men who are your representatives, to stand up for the law in the situation of Schaefer Cox. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Rod Romine from Michigan. This ministry is continually on the front lines in America. If any of you who hear this are just hearers of the word and not doers, Christ says he will spew us out of his mouth. Let's stand up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and keep this ministry funded. Thanks, Bradley, and your family.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Okay, welcome back to Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Final segment here. We've got Angela Clemens on the line. We've got Jordan Page on the line from FreeShafer.com. Folks, I don't know what else to say. Either you're going to be an idolater or you're going to be a person that speaks out on behalf of your brother, Schaefer Cox here, 202-456-1111. It costs you nothing to make a call and say, President Trump, do your duty. This man's rights have been violated per the Constitution. They continue to be violated per the Constitution just because he's slammed up. And look, I'm going to tell you, I don't necessarily think these things apply even to the Muslims who are in there. My view is very much based on God's law. You're engaged in something where you're premeditated murder. We just off you and put you under the ground, and we don't have to deal with you anymore. Okay, I'm very much for that. I'm much for that, not at the federal level, but at a local level where people can look at the information, because once you do it, you can't take it back. Okay, so you need to be sure about that stuff. But in this issue of Schaefer Cox, we've seen this over and over and over and over again with the federal government engaged in Brady violations by withholding exculpatory evidence. And for people who don't know what that is evidence that is against the plaintiffs in the case, who is the federal government, that would exonerate the defendants in the case, people like Schaefer Cox. And Schaefer Cox is not unlike you or me, for most of you who are listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio. He's not. He's got a family. He's got kids. Okay? He's not some radical I don't even want to use the term radical. He's not a devout Islamist who wants to follow a murdering, thieving, pedophile, desert nomad. We have 1,400 years of history against Islam itself, the theology. But when we talk about Americans, what are we talking about, people? You say you want to do something. You say you want constitutionality. You say you want liberty. You say you want freedom. But do you want it in order to fulfill whatever desires you have in your flesh? Or do you want it for everyone to live to glorify God? I have that as a question. Now, Angela, I've had you on Jordan Talks, and Jordan's very passionate. I appreciate that, because there needs to be passion in these kinds of discussions. When we talk about what can people do, Angela, what are some things people can do besides calling 202-456-1111 and telling Donald Trump, look, you say you're for liberty, you say you're for making America great. How can you make America great if you won't enforce the Constitution, liberty, and justice? What would you say?
Well, you know, going, like Jordan said, going to freeschafer.com, downloading the song, 50% of the proceeds goes to Schaefer's Legal Defense, so that's helpful. Making a donation is helpful. Anybody can write to Schaefer, and that's encouraging. And you can also contact the governor of Indiana or the senator of Indiana, Todd Young, and you can ask that they also look into this case. I've requested Todd Young and to contact the White House on my behalf, and so that I could receive a call from the president so we could get Schaefer pardoned.
Angela, do you have information where people, you can spell it out to people? Because I'm telling you, people read the article, they'll say, what can I do? And if you don't spell it out for them, the sad reality is, even people who are on our side won't know what to do. Do you have information where they can contact? Can they get that off of freeschafer.com?
Yes. Yeah, it's probably at the bottom of the homepage. I will double check to make sure the phone numbers for the governor is there and the senator. So that's definitely a place to go, is freeschafer.com.
Okay, yeah, I do see where there's you can contact Schaefer's Angels. I don't know if that's you or somebody else, but yeah, we need where they can people are sadly, I mean, this is just a reality. I'm not meaning to badmouth anybody, but the fact of the matter is America has been dumbed down in their education. And as a result of that, I have people constantly writing me saying, well, how can I do this? And I leave links in the articles, but people don't get it. And so unless you make it very plain and clear to people, they won't do it. We need people to act. If you've got 30 or 40 people that bombard something, people respond. If you don't, they don't do that. So, people can do that at freeschafer.com, correct?
Yes. Yes. You cut off for just a second. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. But I know we're getting low on time, but I always like to tell people, you know, it doesn't matter what religion you are, what your politics are, this is a case that you should be interested in. And I often tell people, too, it's, you know, because you have a family you love, because you have a home that you love, because you have a job and a life that you love, this case is important to all of that. So because of those things, it's important to be involved in this case.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, I've told people before, even with Muslims, okay, I believe their religion and theology is antithetical to American law, to Christianity and such. But I have said they deserve due process of law. You can't just accuse somebody of something and not prove it. Even the Bible says that. That's part of God's law. And so if we're to remain in God's good graces, and look, America's under judgment. I don't know how you guys feel about that, but the Sons of Liberty are very clear about that. We're under God's judgment. Read Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 16. You'll see this. You'll read that, and then look at your country, America, and then ask yourself, what am I doing to establish justice in the land? What am I doing in establishing justice to ensure liberty? And if we're not following God's law, if we're not standing up for the foreigner or for the native, then we're breaking God's law. And Schaefer is definitely a native. You guys want to comment? You got about a few minutes, about 3.5 minutes. Do you guys want to comment on that?
Sure. Sure. I mean, everyone in this country is entitled to due process. And Schaefer's case, again, was a state case, and it was thrown out for lack of evidence. They wanted to shut this guy down so badly that they went over, they superseded their own jurisdiction and tried him illegally. That should send chills down the spine of every man and woman in this country. Because if they can do it to him, they can do it to anyone. All they need to do is point a finger at you, and they can take you down. And what's the average person going to do? You know, so we have to rally around Schaefer and speak his name and not let his name be forgotten. We have to rally around him and help to get him out to undo this injustice. So go to freeschaefer.com. Everything is there. Everything that you would want to learn about Schaefer is there. And it's a wealth of resource and information. And, you know, we're very dedicated to helping him. And he has a new book coming out. The Lost Lyrics of Schaefer Cox is his current book. His new book is going to be his letters from prison. And Schaefer is an amazing author. And this new book is going to be coming out soon. I'll encourage everyone to get a copy of it when it comes out.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Jordan. We've got about a minute left. Angela, is there something else that people need to know how they can act? Because we're not just a talk show, radio show. We want people to do something, to get off of their rear ends off the couch and do something. Even if it's just to make a call or file or an email or send some money, what can people do? You've got about a little over 30 seconds.
Well, again, you know, donations help Schaefer. There's ongoing costs. He depends on the donations for that. Calling and writing Trump is huge. A lot of people have sent notarized letters to Trump to my house so that I can collect them. We're working on a pardon application, and they're all going to accompany that. So if anybody wants to write a notarized letter to President Trump, and send it to Schaefer's Angels. The address and contact information is on freeschaefer.com. So that's always extremely helpful as well.
Okay. All right, guys, thank you so much for coming on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We really appreciate your efforts. And there's a lot of news out there. There's a lot of people who have to be defended. Thank you for standing with Schaefer. We're going to have some more on that in coming episodes of Sons of Liberty Media.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.